Thanks for taking the time to download this BBC Radio 5 Live podcast. To search for other podcasts you might like, click bbc.co.uk/5live, where you'll also find our terms of use.
Welcome to Outriders, travelling somewhere in the space between technology and culture. This week, the home of our World War II code-breaking heroes, Bletchley Park, is podcasting. Now, on Outriders, we do like to point your ears towards interesting new podcasts. And this week, we were alerted to the Bletchley Park podcast, produced in Bletchley Park, home of Britain's World War II codebreakers. Mark Cotton, who makes the podcast, sent us this trailer. Your host is Catherine Lynch.
From the home of the codebreakers and the birthplace of modern computing, this is the Bletchley Park podcast.
We're in C Block here, which was the card index during the Second World War, and it's been empty for, must be 25 years or more now. This is going to be our new visitor centre reception for the site of Bletchley Park. And as you can see from the state of the building, it's looking a bit tired. The walls are peeling, the roof's falling in, and the floor underneath our feet is pretty damp and squelchy. So quite a challenge to restore this building.
A happy home to quite a number of pigeons at the moment, though, isn't it?
Indeed, yes. You don't get dive bombed while you're working in here.
And at the age of 6 and a half, I thought my mum had carried out her threat. We'd been naughty and sent us away. And I thought, it doesn't matter, I'm going back tomorrow. But it was going to be 6 and a half years before we ever went home again.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are very lucky to have Jerry Roberts here with us. He worked in a special section known as the testery. At its height, remember that Bletchley had 10,000 people working here. At its height, the testery had 9. Jerry Roberts was one of those 9 people. His last remark, when I wrote an article about him, was he proud of the part that he played? And he said, not really. The real heroes, who were quite exceptional, were Alan Turing, Tommy Flowers and Bill Tutt. Jerry, over to you.
If it hadn't been for Turing, we wouldn't be sitting here. I'm personally, eternally grateful to him that I didn't have to bring up my children under a Nazi regime. Turing broke Naval Enigma in July, August 41. If he hadn't managed that, it is almost certain that Britain would have been starved out of the war and defeated, and we would have entered a dark age of, what, 30 years, 50 years? I used to see Turing walking along the corridor in one of the huts with his gaze turned downwards. He was a shy and diffident man, flicking the walls with his fingers. This is not your Achilles figure. He was not a warrior king. But at that juncture, he was the most influential man in Europe, bar none.
And that was Captain Jerry Roberts ending that rather nicely produced sample of the Bletchley Park podcast. Well, that's it from Outriders. Jamila is back in the saddle next week. As ever, you can reach her at BBC_Outriders on Twitter. The excellent music is by Joel Robson. It's called 3-Point Landing, which is just what I'm about to do in the land of snooze. Goodbye.
On digital and online.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.